early voting in Texas just got underway on Tuesday, and so far it's record numbers in El Paso.
Yeah, it's something we're seeing all across Texas, actually, and not a surprise. There's obviously a lot of enthusiasm one way or another for people to get out and vote. A lot of it obviously is related to the presidential race, but in El Paso, the first day of early voting on Tuesday saw 75% more people casting ballots than we had in the presidential election 4 years ago. And looking at some data today, about one in every eight voters in El Paso who voted on that first day of early voting had registered after November of 2016, so after the last presidential election. That's a sign that this election is getting new voters motivated to get out and vote, which is always a positive thing for democracy.
It looks like voters in El Paso's northeast might have a difficult decision ahead of them.
Yeah, Renee Klagic, a reporter who's covering that race, did background checks on all the candidates and interviewed them. And, you know, it's well known that the incumbent in the race, Sam Morgan, is awaiting trial on felony and misdemeanor assault charges stemming from an alleged domestic violence incident with his wife last year. And we know that another candidate, Sean Nixon, had been arrested on felony theft charges. He's basically accused of underwriting his campaign with a string of bad checks totaling almost $300,000. Then we found that Sissy Bird, another one of the candidates, has a felony conviction for theft dating back to 1996. Another candidate, a former police officer named Joe Molinar, has said some things that are very controversial about COVID-19 and about George Floyd's death that may turn off many voters. And then the fifth candidate in the race is a 23-year-old community college student with no political experience. So voters in that district, which encompasses northeast El Paso, will have kind of a very difficult choice to make, I think, coming up in this election.
And all of this amidst record-breaking increases in COVID-19 cases in El Paso and some new measures announced today, right?
Yeah, as we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, we've been seeing a very concerning rise in cases. It really peaked on Thursday when the city reported more than 700 new COVID-19 cases. We'd never had more than 600 in a day, so it was a sharp increase. And so the mayor on Thursday announced some additional measures. Probably the most impactful is requiring restaurants to close at 9 except for carryout service. This is clearly aimed at a number of restaurants that sort of reopened as bars, or I'm sorry, a number of bars that reopened as restaurants with permission from the state. And we've been seeing big crowds of mostly young people in those bars. And so I think that it's trying to thin things out a little bit. They've also reduced the allowable number of people in restaurants and other businesses from 75% of capacity to 50% of capacity. Those are probably the two big changes that were announced.
All right. You can find these stories at ElPasoMatters.org. Bob, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.